We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, caring viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Hinti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Sinchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Tibet Regional Government extends free education to high schools. In animal welfare news, Hector, the rescued terrier, arrives at his new home in England. In community news, Kuwait encourages youth with new programs. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 28th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Her Excellency Sheikh Hasina Wazed. Dedicated to peace, prosperity, and the well-being of the Bangladeshi people, Prime Minister Hasina has also been recognized internationally for her work on democracy and human rights. Her Excellency has been the recipient of many awards, including the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organizations, Felix Houphouët-Boigny Peace Prize, and the Indira Gandhi Prize for Peace, Development and Disarmament. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Sheikh Hasina Wazed, for your dedication to the citizens of Bangladesh. We respectfully wish you a wonderful and blessed birthday with loved ones.
Lion News, floods worsen in India. As heavy rains persist, the eastern Indian states of Orissa and Bihar, as well as the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, have become more inundated, claiming at least 80 lives as of Monday, September 26th, with more than 2 million affected, as many remain stranded on rooftops, trees, and hills. A new round of floods in Orissa, the worst affected state, has resulted in 27 fatalities since Friday alone, while marooning tens of thousands in a vast area of over 3,000 villages, with 130,000 people evacuated thus far from low-lying areas near swollen rivers that overflowed. Further north in Bihar, over 200 people were rescued by soldiers after they were stranded by rising waters, while a flood alert remains in place for 8 districts. In neighboring Uttar Pradesh, at least 31 people lost their lives over the weekend when the roofs of their mud houses collapsed. Rescue and relief operations by the respective state governments have included airdrops of food and essential supplies, boats sent with relief materials, and setting up hundreds of free kitchens. However, their efforts have been hampered by the continued rains.
When the first wave of floods had struck in Orissa State, Supreme Master Qinghai had on September 12th sent all her love and prayers as she offered $20,000 in emergency aid, an amount that could obtain $279,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States based on India's cost of living. Hearing of these updates, she asked that our nearby association members please check with officials in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh states as well to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to assist the most desperate. Our appreciation, officials and personnel, for your efforts to help the flood hit, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support. May heaven grace the residents of India with resiliency, as we pray that such extreme conditions may be minimized through humanity's kinder ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring
right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We're going to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world?
I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Buddha's sadness. I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 483. Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
New president inaugurated in Abkhazia. Following his election by popular vote 1 month ago in August, Abkhazia's new president, Alexander Ankvab, was sworn into office in the capital city, Suqum, on Monday, September 26th. During the ceremony, which was attended by dignitaries that included Russian Upper House Speaker Valentina Matvienko, the president pledged to continue developing ties with Russia as a nation that has recognized Abkhazia's autonomy, while saying that he would also work to gain wider international recognition for his country. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May your leadership serve the noble goals of peace and happiness for the gracious people of Abkhazia.
Saudi women may vote and hold office. On Sunday, September 25th, King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz announced that women appointed to the nation's advisory Shura Council would now become voting members. In addition, women will also be able to vote in the 2015 municipal elections as well as to run as candidates for official posts. Your Majesty and Government of Saudi Arabia, we are glad for these decisions of greater inclusion and opportunity for the gracious women of your nation. Through such valued contributions as these, may your country and all her people flourish and share dignity, fulfillment, and peace.
Nobel laureate Dr. Wangari Maathai remembered. The internationally respected Dr. Maathai of Kenya passed away at age 71 on Sunday, September 25th. As the founder and leader of the Green Belt Movement, Dr. Maathai was also the first woman in East and Central Africa to earn a PhD degree, and the first in all of Africa to be bestowed with the Nobel Peace Prize, which was awarded for her contributions to sustainable development, democracy, and peace. The Green Belt Movement, which provides opportunity for rural Kenyan women in working toward environmental conservation goals, has been instrumental in reforestation efforts, having planted tens of millions of trees. Dr. Maathai was also elected a member of the Kenyan Parliament and founded the Mazingira Green Party of Kenya, so that candidates could run on a platform of conservation as represented by the Green Belt Movement. With tributes to her life that poured in from international leaders such as former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, South African Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and former U.S. Vice President Al Gore, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of Liberia stated, "Africa, particularly African women, have lost a champion, a leader, and activist. We're going to miss her."
We offer our condolences to the family, colleagues, and worldwide admirers of Dr. Wangari Maathai, whose championing of equality and conservation will continue to inspire present and future generations. May her soul rest serenely in the grace and love of the divine.
Save Our Planet. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources stated on September 20, 2011, that 950,000 trees could eventually succumb due to oxygen deprivation of their root systems during this year's flooding along the Missouri River, with soil erosion from the loss of the trees also increasing vulnerability to future floods.
Save Our Planet. In the 2011 State of Britain's Mammals, published on September 25, 2011, experts at Oxford University report that more conservation efforts are needed as populations of animals, such as hedgehogs, continue to drop, while red squirrels have become nearly extinct.
Save Our Planet. CNN reports on September 20, 2011, that protesters gathered in Pennsylvania, USA, calling for a moratorium on opening the Delaware River region to the process of hydraulic fracturing for extracting natural gas, saying that its toxic chemicals pollute underground water sources, causing illnesses, gas leaks, and even igniting tap water.
Save Our Planet. On September 20th, 2011, British aid agency Oxfam stated that 3 million people face hunger in Afghanistan due to a year-long drought as it called on donors to be able to deliver food and water before winter conditions prohibit travel.
Friends, I'm Mirabeau.
Hi there, I'm Laguna. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master King High's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
It's an animal-free diet for us.
Would you like to hear a tip on protecting your carpets?
By placing a large ceramic floor tile underneath a table or planter, you can prevent indentations forming on your rugs or carpets.
Tiles can be purchased at your local home improvement store.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, the Tibet regional government extends free schooling to high school and secondary vocational schools. More than 40,000 high school and 20,000 vocational students will benefit from this new ruling in China's Tibet Autonomous Region. Other areas, including Inner Mongolia and Jiangxi Province, intend to adopt the same policy. Our earnest thankfulness, Tibetan regional government, on this significant step. May all young people have access to the best of educational opportunities.
In animal welfare news, Hector the Terrier is welcomed home. While on holiday in Turkey, Miss Deb Edwards and her two daughters from England became friends with a homeless terrier who kept appearing outside their hotel. Naming him Hector, they first fed and cleaned him, and also took him to a veterinarian. After returning to the United Kingdom, Miss Edwards and daughters began raising the £3,500 required to bring Hector to live with them by holding raffles, sales, and with the help of generous supporters. Happily, Hector was able to be brought over. He is reported to get along splendidly with the whole family, which includes two other dog companions. What a heartwarming tale! We wish the Edwards family and Hector many joyful days together in each other's delightful company. Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering £500 for some veg treats, with thanks, love and hugs for all the family and the new member. Up next on Noteworthy News, Kuwait encourages youth to contribute to the development of society. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more touching news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for a flourishing world. In community news, Kuwait encourages youth with new programs. The Public Authority for Youth and Sport, PAYS, will offer activities that focus on increasing the part young people play in the development of society. Member of PAYS Youth Art Academy, Mr. Mohamed Al-Rabiya, stated that Kuwaiti youth were eager to spend their free time in making a positive contribution to their country. Kudos, Kuwait, for your commitment to helping bright individuals create a vibrant future. May your program be graced with outstanding success.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Sepedi, a language spoken in South Africa. It is entitled The Philanthropist.
Mma, ke ho lefela gore ngwana wa rena e tlo ba moloke ge a gola. Papa, a o mogale. Mma, a o bone gore bagale mo TV ka moka ke ba loki ebile ke ba humi.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Paramahansa Yogananda, a vegetarian yogi on Vegetarian Elite. This show can also be accessed in our online archives.
I love you, my dear guru. Bros from Guatemala.
Beautiful. Thanks so much. I had a brief encounter with Yoganandaji in 1947, shortly after which he taught me Kriya Yoga by intuition at age 11. Foolishly, I didn't begin meditating regularly until age 37, after he had further intervened in my life. Then, he and the meditation totally transformed my previously miserable life into one of increasing happiness. Victory to the guru, Dr. Larry Rivas from Encinitas, California, United States.
Elevated Ross and Dr. Rivas, it is wonderful to receive your messages. Humanity is indeed fortunate that enlightened masters, such as the great Paramahansa Yogananda, continue visiting our earth, teaching meditation and love for all beings. May heaven bless you and all the seekers of truth with profound spiritual insights and grace.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial melodies bring joy to your heart and soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Speaking for the first time ever on behalf of their respective governments, Libya's new National Transitional Council Prime Minister, Mahmoud Jibril, and Foreign Minister Mohamed Kamel Amer of Egypt addressed the 66th session of the United Nations General Assembly.
finance ministers and central bankers from the world's 20 largest economies meeting at the International Monetary Fund's annual summit pledged to engage in all means necessary to support and stabilize the global banking system and markets.
Journalists from Malaysia and Indonesia sign a pledge at the Malaysia-Indonesia Journalists and Culture Experts meeting held in Indonesia, agreeing to enhance cooperation between the media organizations of their countries, as well as to promote fair and responsible journalism.
The governments of the Republic of the Congo and Benin sign a landmark agreement to safeguard children from trafficking as they put in place a framework with more stringent legal penalties for offenders, as well as ways to prevent, identify, and assist victims of child trafficking.
Greek emergency personnel save approximately 60 migrants who had become stranded in the Ionian Sea on their way to Italy in a 10-meter inflatable boat, with witnesses saying that all but two people were successfully rescued and delivered safely to the shore.
In Toronto, Canada, the nation's largest city, the municipal council votes unanimously to ban pet stores from selling cats and dogs from puppy mills, allowing only approved sources that include legitimate shelters, registered rescue groups, and the Humane Society.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.